to Adventure in Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is Pipe Man here on the Adventures Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I'm here with our next guest who has some killer new music from Portugal. So I want to welcome to the show Naya from Candia. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Considering, the times we're living in.
Yeah, no doubt. I want, since you brought that up, what's it like there right now? Because like I was going to go to Europe during January. And then when I saw everything that was going on, I'm like, maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I stopped watching the news. And because I'm just really fed up with all of this.
I hear you. I'm the same way. I don't know why people are so focused on the negativity. Like, shut the news off. Who cares?
You know
what I always say? Like, okay, I love all this technology we have, but before we had the technology, people didn't worry so much about this stuff.
Exactly. You said it all. Yeah, but I stopped watching the news, so I usually just go online and try to see how many cases we have, and because we're going to have a few gigs, and I want to know if we're going to like risk it too much.
Yeah.
But things are a little bit rough, but the hospitals are hanging on, so it's not that much of a dark scenery right now. But between countries, I think the traveling is still a little difficult. And some bands are actually canceling gigs they had here. So, let's see how that goes.
Oh my God, I can't believe it's still going on. But hopefully we're closer to the end than the beginning. And we can have
I hope so.
Way more live music, because to me, that's what we need right now is music, because that brings everybody together, unites us, makes us feel good, and lets us escape everything else.
You know, the thing that worries me is that because this is taking so long to solve, I see many of my friends that have bands, like small bands like we are. We're a small band still. And all the technicians and the sound engineers, everyone's having a really rough time. And what I fear is that once this is all solved, many people will not be able to actually come back and perform. Yeah. And, you know, that's basically what's worrying me right now.
I'm glad you brought that up, too, because I don't think people realize how widespread effect it is on the music industry. It's not just the artists. There's so many people that depend on the artists and depend on the live shows and everything that goes along with it. And they can't wait around forever either.
Exactly. And the government is not really helping. I mean, I speak for Portugal, of course. The government is not really helping that the music business and the theaters and the arts in general. So it makes it even a little more difficult. But let's see what happens, because the venues are also having a rough time. It's like a snowball, you know, it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, there's iconic venues here in the States that are gone now. And they're like venues I went to in the 80s and they're gone. it just blows my mind.
It's devastating, yeah.
Totally. So hopefully we can get through this, bring it back. And thrive. The one positive that I always say, though, is that we'll probably have some of the best music come out of these times, because artists, for the first time in who knows how long, are able to actually slow down and let the creative juices flow instead of rushing something on a tour bus between gigs and really working on the music.
Yeah, I have to agree with you on that. It's not our case, obviously, because we're a small band. But it really inspired us on this new record, for sure.
And tell us about the new record. For our listeners that have never heard you before, how can we describe it so that they want to go out and get it?
Yeah, that's actually the hardest question.
I know, right?
Yeah, really. Because we have, this is our fourth studio record, and all of our records sound different. So it makes it even harder to answer that question. But I don't know. I think that maybe fans of, you know, it's a large spectrum. Maybe fans of Evanescence and Korn and Linkin Park. And then we might also have some fans from symphonic female fronted bands. So yeah, we have very large influences. So from progressive rock to jazz, you know, so it's really hard. And we actually try to put all those influences in our music. So I would say we're like modern rock. Modern metal.
Well, I love what you were saying before. It's just a matter of just throwing all your influences into a funnel and making something unique that, you know, because you don't have that a lot nowadays. You have a lot of bands, and I talk about this a lot, that like just play this formula, you know. And,
yeah, I just answered that on an interview I gave this week.
Oh, really?
yeah, I said that, that we don't really like using formulas, you know, that, oh, this seems to sell. Let's do this often.
Exactly.
And on every record. We never did that, and we're not going to start now. Because we let our experiences in life influence us, and we're not the same as we were 15 years ago when we started the band. So that shows on our records.
As well you should, and I think a lot of people don't understand that part. It's like, funny story, I mean, James Hetfield of Metallica, he was complaining, and not in a bad way, but in a nice way, how at the San Jose Sharks hockey games, they play Seek and Destroy, but they play the 1981 version. So he's like, oh, my voice sucked then. Why are they playing that? And then you have people like me that are like, man, that's the best ever.
Exactly. Yeah, we change, we evolve, so our music should evolve with us. And I'm actually thinking that maybe we're gonna do an EP after this record, considering the times we're living on, something a little more introspective and less heavy. Why not? Nothing is, you know.
Well, you know, it's funny that you brought that up, because I've brought up a few times in interviews about one of my favorite lyricists, Ollie from Bring Me the Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
And they have gotten so much flack for exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But man, it didn't hurt them. They're like, and when you listen to Ollie in an interview, he's like, why do I want to play the same song over and over again? Why do I want to write the same song over and over again?
Yeah, that's it, man. That's it. And I know that they have, you know, a lot of haters, and I know that.
You got to grow up, though. Like, you have to evolve. Yeah. And, you know, listen, along the way, you pick up things, you learn things, just like anything in life. You know, if you just stay the same way you are as in the beginning, how are you growing and how are you becoming a better musician?
Exactly. That's exactly what I think. And I was a mom in between records, so that changed me a lot. It sure influenced me on this record. So yeah, I think our music reflects our lives and our experiences, and we're not the same anymore. So our next record is probably going to be different than this one.
I love it.
Yeah,
that's
I'm pretty
great.
Sure.
That's And I gotta say, you mentioned something before. Okay, so the single "Fight or Flight," definitely got the Amy Lee vibes in that single.
Really?
And that's a huge compliment, as you know. But even from
thanks
in general, it's a huge compliment. Coming from me, it's a huge compliment, because like, she is like the goth queen, like, and her with that angelic voice, you know?
And I love Amy Lee. I'm not like a very big Evanescence fan, I can't say that. But I love her. I love her voice. I love her attitude. Every time I see an interview from her, I go, okay, this girl thinks like me, and I love her for that. I think we're very similar. And it's great that you said that. That's a compliment for me.
There you go. And you're right, too, because I also am not like, I think Evanescence is okay, but it's not like they're not my top of the list. But she, as a singer, is at like the top of my list.
Yeah, singer, lyricist. I think,
All round.
Definitely.
All round artist.
Yes, exactly. She's a full artist. Yeah.
Totally. So how do people reach out to you guys on the web, on social media, connect with you, follow you, get your merch, get the album? It drops on the 21st, correct?
Exactly. It's pretty easy to find us, CandiaOfficial.com. It's our web store. It's where you can find everything. Our Facebook is also CandiaOfficial and Instagram too. We have the same username for everything, so it's pretty easy to find us.
And make sure it's Candia with a K.
With a K, yeah.
Don't forget the K.
The K, yeah.
That's, in my name, that's my middle initial, so it's hard for me to forget that.
Okay.
So what else would you want to tell the listeners that we haven't covered yet that they need to know about you guys and anything coming up here in 2022?
Well, I can't tell you much about this year because of the whole COVID thing. I'm actually pretty excited that I'm giving interviews to the United States because it's a country I hold very dear to my heart. And it's somewhere I would love to go one day and perform because you guys really appreciate music and heavy music. At least I have that idea. And it would be great. Yeah, would be great to go there. Let's see how the record does. It would be great.
Oh, I hope you do come so I can check you out live. And okay, here's a little tidbit we didn't talk about that's gonna maybe blow your mind a little bit. I'm doing this interview right now. I have COVID.
Really?
Yep. My son and possibly grandson, possibly a couple others, gave it to me like Sunday.
That's bad. How are you feeling?
I'm actually okay because, you know, I had it. Interestingly, this is like the third time. The first time was in January of 2020 before it was a thing. And I was doing a red carpet at the Oscars and I was doing the NAMM show. I'm sure you're familiar with NAMM, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And found out months and months later that both those events were super spreaders. So I remember right after that, I was so sick. I was praying to die, and they didn't even know about COVID yet. And it lingered for like a couple months. It was definitely, and I'm the type that I could have pneumonia and 104 temperature and still function at 100%. This kicked my butt. I mean, like, I couldn't even move for 3 days.
Jesus.
So that was then. Okay. Then I was about to go on tour because I go around and I do all the major metal, punk, and rock music festivals here in the country. And so I was supposed to go and do, like, we had the festivals finally after a year and a half this fall. And so the week before the festivals, I went to visit my daughter and grandkids. And the day I got there, my granddaughter got COVID. So I ended up COVID that time. And actually, you know, I was vaccinated, but then I went and got this thing called, they have the Regeneron monoclonal antibody treatment. The minute I got a symptom, and I felt like death for like a day and a half, and then I was fine. And I ended up only missing, what was the good news though is I missed the first festival because I had to quarantine, but then I was told, and even the CDC says that, the rest of my tour, I couldn't give it to anybody or get it from anybody. So it was actually a blessing because I was like out there in mosh pits and stuff because I knew I had like this superhuman meta power against COVID. So,
oh my God.
And now here I am again. But it's pretty mild.
I didn't catch it for all these years and none of my family members yet.
Nice.
And yeah.
That's a good thing.
I guess maybe I'm lucky. I don't know.
I don't know. With this Omicron here in the United States, like everybody I know has it right now, more than through the whole time, you know?
Yeah, because it spreads easier.
Yeah, totally. So, but we're here. We got great music coming from you. I love it. Everybody's got to check it out. And any final words you want to give the listeners?
First to you, get better soon. And please, guys, check us out. We would love to hear from you to know what you think about our music.
Well, I love your music. They will too.
Thanks.
And thank you for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.